This is VOA News. The other vote, I'm Marissa Melton. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armored vehicles in major cities and cut internet access on Monday after protests over this month's coup and the detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi drew hundreds of thousands into the streets. Suu Kyi's detention on charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios is due to expire on Monday. Police opened fire to disperse protesters at a power plant in northern Myanmar on Sunday during a 9th day of demonstrations against the February 1st coup, which saw the detention of the leaders of Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy. In addition to the mass protests, the junta now in charge faces a strike by government workers, part of a civil disobedience movement that's crippling many of the functions of government. Shortly after midnight, residents in Myanmar reported an internet outage. They said all 4 telecommunications networks were inaccessible from the early hours of Monday morning. Western embassies from the European Union, the United Kingdom, Canada, and 11 other nations issued a statement late Sunday calling on security forces to, quote, refrain from violence against demonstrators and civilians who are protesting the overthrow of their legitimate government. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the ruling junta to make sure peaceful assembly is respected and demonstrators are not subjected to reprisals. And Tom Andrews, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, wrote on Twitter that Myanmar's generals will be held accountable for any suppression of a burgeoning civil disobedience campaign. He said, these are signs of desperation. Attention, generals, you will be held accountable. VOA News.